Hello and welcome to the AI Future Show with me, your host and guide, Professor Andy Pardo. Today's episode is our first bite-sized edition of the show, and our bite-sized topic is going to be GPT-3. For those of you that don't know much about GPT-3 or OpenAI, I will be including a number of links in the description of the podcast for you to research a bit more about it. So the title of this podcast is Are We Being Fooled? And I've picked that very specifically, and you will, throughout the course of the next five to 10 minutes, understand why I've picked that title. So many of you will already be aware of the work that OpenAI are doing in the field of artificial intelligence research. But for those that aren't, please take a bit of time to have a look at open.ai. They do some amazing things. And one of the areas that they have really been pushing the boundary on is natural language processing. Their work in this field is developed as an algorithm called GPT, which stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. They released GPT-2 last year, and they decided not to release it to the general public because it was so powerful. And now, a few weeks ago, they have released GPT-3, which is a much bigger algorithm and has huge capabilities. And they have only allowed a handful of developers have access to this and to explore applications. And I have to say, some of the applications that I've seen coming off the back of that limited access has been nothing short of amazing. And I think anyone that has seen some of the results will agree. It's just fantastic what this algorithm is actually capable of. And there's all sorts of different capabilities that it's able to do, from actually creating press releases, news articles, as well as computer code. This algorithm is a true representation of what's possible with huge quantities of data and huge computational power to train the algorithm. Now, this GPT-3 is said to have 1.75 billion parameters, and that hopefully gives you an idea of how large this architecture and this network or collection of networks actually is. I will be the first to admit that from what I've seen, it's just amazing what it's able to generate by giving it some example text and then letting it generate the next set of paragraphs off the back of that. It's just amazing. However, I wanted to really explore and highlight my view that while the application of this is amazing and is doing some fantastic things, I want to make sure that we're not being fooled by this. And what I mean by that is we aren't thinking this is more intelligent and more powerful than it actually is. And I think this is one of potentially many examples where we are going to be fooled by the technology to some degree, that we're actually going to think it's more intelligent than it actually is. And let's just think about this, right? So the architecture of GPT-3 doesn't really have anything, in my view, that is creating true language understanding. So there's nothing in the architecture and nothing in terms of the output that can explain what it's generated and how it's generated it. There's nothing that will allow you to say, I don't quite like what you've generated. Can you change the focus of the article to be slightly different? So while there appears to be some understanding and language understanding, we're being fooled by this somewhat. And actually, it doesn't have the capability that we would love to see eventually, that you can actually have that interaction with it and say, that's great, but can you change it this way or that way? That, for me, is where we enter the realms of artificial general intelligence. And some people are saying about GPT-3 that, oh, it's the first version of AGI. And I completely disagree with that opinion, because it really doesn't have that level of deep understanding that we will, as technologists, would love to see develop. But it's really moving us forward, and it's showing us what is possible, and that's fantastic. And it's also a bit scary, and that's obviously why for both GPT-2 and for 3, they've decided to limit the access to the algorithm, because as with any AI, it can be applied for good and bad. And I think we've already witnessed a lot of fake news and applications like that. So I think they're doing absolutely the right thing to control this a little bit. But it definitely, from my perspective, it's not got the type of understanding that we would like to see in these AI systems. And, you know, this is not just OpenAI that's sort of doing this. It's a problem for all of us, in actual fact, that we're very focused on learning, but we're not really that focused on understanding the architectures and the learning algorithms that will develop and create us a way of extracting understanding that can then be applied. And I think that's why we're being fooled at the moment. So to summarise, what we're seeing from OpenAI with their GPT-3 algorithm is nothing short of amazing, and really demonstrating the power of having huge quantities of data and processing that with a vast neural network architecture that, with 1.75 billion parameters, that is really creating some amazing capabilities. However, it's not AGI. It's not true language understanding. We are still far from that. But this is a great step forward and showing the potential of what could be possible. The other cautionary note for this, of course, is that there is a reason why they've had to limit access to this. And what does that mean for us as an industry? I think there's some really interesting challenges there with us pushing the boundaries of what's possible. How do we control this? Thank you for listening. I will be exploring in much more detail natural language processing and natural language understanding in future episodes. If you like this show, it would be great if you could follow and share on social media. All of our links are available on pardo.ai. I would also be very grateful if you would take the opportunity to subscribe to this podcast on your favourite platform. And if you have a moment, please feel free to post a review. I will be reading out some of the first reviews in future episodes. If you have an idea for a topic of discussion or would like to be a guest speaker on the show, please go to pardo.ai/show and fill in the suggestion survey. Thank you for listening to this episode of the AI Future Show. I hope you've enjoyed it and will take the time to rate it and to share with your friends, family and colleagues. Also, don't forget to check out other episodes of the show. To find out more about me, visit pardo.ai. Are you an AI-related company and would like to sponsor one of the episodes or a full series of the AI Future Show? If so, please contact me on my website.